This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer in London today. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum in the strategic ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in UK last night on a two-day visit to expand the bilateral ties in areas of defence, trade and technology. The two countries will also sign a landmark free trade agreement or FTA. We have a report from our correspondent.
Last evening when Mr. Modi reached London, he was welcomed with much enthusiasm by the Indian diaspora waiting to see him. The Prime Minister shook hands with many as the crowd cheered him and cultural troops played music of different states of India. Some of the persons, including women, got emotional as well seeing Mr. Modi face to face. He also met the winners of No India program. People from all age groups were excited to see him.
मेरा नाम वैदेही है. मोदी जी को हमेशा मैंने टीवी पे ही देखा है. उनके सारे स्पीचेस मैंने हमेशा टीवी पे ही देखे हैं. It is my first time seeing him in person and this is a very exciting moment for me.
बहुत खुशी की बात है कि वो यहाँ पर हमारे बीच रहेंगे. सबके चेहरे पर देखिए यहाँ पर मुस्कान है. बच्चियाँ आई हैं आपको. महिलाएं तो चारों तरफ से आई हैं. 28 states, 8 union territories से सब जगह से यहाँ के जितने एसोसिएशन के लोग आए हैं.
I'm looking forward to seeing him again and listening to him ki wo kya bolne wale hain aur kya special hamare India aur UK relationship ke bare mein kuch batayenge. Main business karti hu so mere liye bahut zyada important hai.
Mr. Modi will interact with Mr. Starmer today on wide ranging issues to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Signing of the FTA will further strengthen the historical relations between both the countries. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will call upon the King Charles III as well. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
From London, the Prime Minister will travel to the Maldives tomorrow in the second leg of his two-nation visit. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India has successfully achieved 20% ethanol blending in petrol in 2025, 5 years ahead of its original target set for 2030. Highlighting the country's clean energy progress, the minister noted that ethanol blending in petrol has risen from just 1.5% in 2014 to 20% in 2025, a nearly 13-fold increase over 11 years. Mr. Puri emphasized that the shift towards ethanol-blended fuel has not only bolstered energy security, but also led to significant economic and environmental benefits and reducing dependency on imported crude oil. India will resume issuing tourist visas to Chinese citizens from today after a gap of 5 years. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Beijing said that Chinese citizens can apply for a tourist visa to India after completing an online application, scheduling an appointment and personally submitting their passport and other required documents to the Indian visa application centers in Beijing, Shanghai and Guangzhou. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy, very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. The IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, South Interior Karnataka and Telangana today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in parts of northwest, northeast and southern peninsular India today, with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning prevailing over the next 7 days. Meanwhile, Delhi NCR is likely to witness heavy rainfall during the day. Benchmark equity indices opened flat in early trade this morning amid mixed global cues. Sensex slipped 223 points to 82,504 and Nifty fell 51 points to 25,169. Both Asian and US indices posted strong overnight gains bolstered by prospects of additional US trade agreements following the recent deal with Japan. And in chess, India's Divya Deshmukh beat China's Tan Zongyi in Game 2 of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025. Semi-final to secure a spot in the final in Batumi, Georgia yesterday. With this win, Deshmukh also claimed a spot in the candidates tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.